Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Tell you what, we've got a good, beautiful weekend shaping up down here in Texas. We've had a bunch of rain up in North Texas, where I live, and it's good to see some sunshine and let everything dry out just a little bit. But as all of us down in Texas knows, about August, we would love to see some of this recent heavy rainfall. You know, a lot of you are planning vacations, summer vacations, and a lot of you love to go to the beach. And you know, about the closest coastal destination, the closest beach, is Galveston for many of us. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There's a whole lot to do down in Galveston. Moody Gardens is an awesome place. Something that you need to see. A lot of good seafood down there. It's Galveston, since the last hurricane years back, has really rebuilt and revived itself, actually. But shark fishing is something, if you go down there, family vacation, a lot of people used to think of catching sharks as something that only, you know, seasoned anglers were interested in. But the truth of the matter is, there's a huge interest in families going shark fishing. Now, my buddy Captain Mike Williams is beyond doubt the most veteran saltwater fishing guide on the Texas coast. He's logged in more hours fishing the Galveston Bay complex and close in waters just off the beachfront, you know, within sight of downtown Galveston there. But I fished for shark with Mike many times in the past. He has a team of guides that are very, very experienced catching sharks. So there's always a charter available down there. But if you've never thought about shark fishing for a family outing, you might want to give it some thought if you go to Galveston. Devote half a day, you know, to fishing. Now, this is not a trip where you go way out in the Gulf. You're only going to be a couple of miles out, you know, from the beachfront there. You can always within sight of Galveston. But it's a chance to catch some really big fish. And I tell you, those smaller black-tip sharks are excellent eating, excellent grilled with a little garlic powder on them and a little salt and squeeze some lime or lemon. They make an excellent grilled fish. So next time if you're planning to go down to the coast and planning to go to Galveston, I want to hook you up with Captain Mike Williams. The best way, actually, to look at a lot of pictures and really learn what it's all about, just go online to galvestonsharkfishing.com, www.galvestonsharkfishing.com. And the way those trips start, they always start at the Galveston Yacht Basin, usually in the mornings, and usually not at the break of day. Mike gives everybody a chance to get up and get going, but just 6 minutes to the Galveston jetties, and then past that is the open waters of the Gulf. Now, the shark fishing a lot of times is done around if the shrimping boats, shrimp season is on. A lot of it's done around the shrimp boats. When they cull in the catch, that's like a feeding trough to hogs for sharks. When those shrimpers start culling their catch, those sharks come in. And the boats, if you're fishing for them, you get back behind those shrimp boats, put out some big baits like old shad or cut bait of some sort, and just drift along. A lot of times you'll actually have one or two lines down when you're shark fishing, called down lines, and then you'll have three or four floated out with balloons out away from the boat. And I tell you, when one of those big sharks hits that bait, you'll see that balloon skipping across the top of the water. Now, you can catch sharks that weigh hundreds of pounds, but most people target, 100-pound shark is a strong, strong fighter. But a 100-pound shark is really common, that size shark is. But the black tips, the kids can handle easily, a 10, 11-year-old kid or even a little younger can handle a, you know, 20, 40-pound black tip. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.